Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Whew, it was another action-packed meeting at Harvard last week. Let's dive right in. This session on AI and democracy reminds me of that old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's easy to let our long-term impact take a back seat, especially when a high-growth opportunity is right in front of us. So how do we put up guardrails to make sure we don't set up long-term damage down the road? Here are two places we can intervene. First up, at the beginning. Yes, that opportunity will change your life. But let's also be clear about what we're signing up for. Here's another example from the meeting. I was talking to a Fortune 50 executive who does a lot of acquisitions. And yep, she deals with a lot of founders who are upset after they sell their business to this big conglomerate. They don't like the changes in manufacturing. And justifiably so. Frankly, their products got watered down huge. And so they are rightly concerned about the values they built their business on is no longer reflected in the product quality. My colleague's perspective? They liked the buyout, but were unclear about what getting acquired really meant. The founders assumed that since the conglomerate liked the brand, they would protect it. Wrong. So here's my idea. Think three steps out. Every opportunity, every revenue stream goes through a thought experiment that goes something like this. I do this, and then what happens next? And after that, and after that. Now, of course, we can't predict what others will do with our work. They often don't know themselves. But we can run through scenarios and possibilities and ask pointed what-if questions in the beginning. And then we can ask ourselves, are we down with this? Does this fit our mission? Another time to intervene? At the first sign of trouble. As Dr. Fong noted, these platforms could have done things to reduce hate speech and disinformation, but chose half measures instead. By the time they acted, it was too late. Now the execs of these platforms are playing defense. My take? They succumb to the pressure to be profitable by adopting the by any means necessary approach. And it is that bad combination, the pressure and the seduction, that can create a lot of short-term gain, long-term pain situations that we find ourselves in. So when we spot trouble ahead, go for broke. Pull out all the stops to slow that train down. Any attempt to half-ass this in the name of balance will not be effective. Now look, I'm well aware that this extra layer of risky thinking is easier said than done. It takes courage to turn down a real deal for a possible wrong term that may or may not happen. But when we are vigilant, both when the opportunity is in front of us and at the first sign of trouble, we can head a lot of stuff off of the past that create big blow-ups later. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.